ABC Radio Australia.
The rebuild of Fiji's national netball side will be put to the test over the coming days in Sydney, where the Pearls will compete in the inaugural Spirit Series alongside PNG, Singapore and Australia's First Nations team. As Richard Hewitt reports, Fiji's new coach, Michelle Parsons, started work in earnest just last month and will lead her new team on court for the first time today when they take on Singapore.
The Pearls' new coach oozes enthusiasm, and she says she feels confident in her new environment after several years working within South Auckland's Pacifica and Māori communities with New Zealand National League teams, the Stars and the Comets. And from that experience comes an understanding of what the cultural side of the Spirit Series is all about, and what a privilege it is, she says, for Fiji to be invited.
Being Māori and understanding sometimes the Indigenous people or First Nations people do have to sometimes provide a different platform for that voice. So from my perspective, it's that celebration of our women who are those Indigenous or First Nations people.
Ali Tucker Munro is General Manager First Nations at Netball Australia, and she believes that all four competing teams in Sydney can relate to the spiritual side of the event.
We draw our strength and our identity from our culture and our community, so that also speaks to the spirit of our community and how powerful sport can be for many of us who are from the First Nations spaces. And I think it's also that real spirit of relating to country and what that means for each of you, wherever you're from, particularly for us here in Australia. It's really about how we draw that strength of spirit and pride as women in sport.
As the new coach at the helm in Fiji, there is inevitable pressure on Michelle Parsons to lift the national side up the world rankings. But she says there's also a job to be done at the grassroots.
We really are trying to look at the development across the whole nation. And I know that the world rankings being what they are, that we will be looking at our professional players. But these players coming to this tournament are all Fiji-based players.
You talked a few months ago about re-engaging with the talent pool. Is that what you feel you've done here? These players are not necessarily the finished product, but these are the future of netball in Fiji.
Absolutely. You know, these players need some investment and time, and this is that first part of the journey. But we are looking at the development over 4 years.
The whole Pearls squad will be assessed carefully in Sydney in terms of future potential, and each player will have an individual role to play in that process.
Yeah, the girls have got performance targets for each game. Then they'll all have individual targets that they'll be measured on. And then they write their own unit focus targets and prepare for the next game based on those performance outcomes. So not just having a, this is what I saw, but actually having measurable targets, I think, will help these girls see not just statistically where they are, but having those conversations within their groups and with the coaching group to be able to say, this is where we are, what's next?
And Fiji can expect some tough competition, not least from the Australian First Nations team, the Black Swans.
When the Black Swans team was formed a couple of years ago, it's almost like the girls go to a different gear because they know that they're not just representing themselves out on court. They're representing their community, they're representing their family, their mob. You look at somewhere like the Fiji rugby team, what they've been able to achieve on the international stage. So again, it just sort of speaks to how these spaces that are very culturally centred and culturally informed, the narratives around that are really powerful.
After the Spirit Series, the Fiji squad will go into the mix with players from outside the country during trials next month, which will decide the makeup of the team to compete in World Cup qualifying.
Expressions of interest have come in from players all across the world, which is really exciting, that players want to re-engage wherever they are playing in the world. But we also need to make sure that we're developing the game here locally, because you can't shift anything if you're not creating a larger player pool. I can't just rely on the players that are playing across New Zealand, Australia, the UK, USA on scholarships, or we've got some coming from Dubai and Malaysia. I want to be able to welcome players who are Fijian, wherever they're playing in the world, to trial, as well as growing our domestic base.
And in future, part of that process could involve Fiji hosting a Spirit Series.
Money is often an issue in terms of funding and sponsorship support, and that's why the Pacific Oz challenge and series opportunities where the Australian government and the Australian High Commission and Netball Australia have really invested in this space. So being able to pay that back, I think, is important. You know, where we could reach out to our Australian contacts and say, look, if there are any teams that are interested in a tournament series, that would be really open to hosting that.
And in the meantime, the Pearls will be hosting teams from Fijian associations based in Australia and New Zealand during the national trials next month, ahead of the Oceania World Cup qualifier in Tonga in September.
And that is Richard Hewitt reporting on the Netball Spirits series.